of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
L.L. Disco Tape. So many flashy lights you're being
Hello, welcome to this podcast. Welcome, you're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts from. Simply search us for Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
You ready to go back to the Animal Kingdom for a day?
Did you hear Disney was getting in trouble for that, by the way, this week? About they have copyrighted Hakuna Matata, and people are saying that...
You can't copyright someone's language.
Right. Mm. And they did. And people who speak Wazilian, I think it is.
Swahili,
that's probably what it is. I'm just making up languages.
Ujawazas. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even know that it was happening. And they're like, say what now? Apparently, the trademark is for clothing only is what Disney's defense is on it so far. But anyway, we'll see. We'll keep you posted in this Lion King kind of a world that we live in. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, of course, they're about to smack us in the face with another remake.
Oh, truly. They are.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone, we know that the Festival of the Lion King is going to stay open.
Probably.
Of course it will. People love it. That show's fantastic.
We're back again at the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Festival of the Lion King.
Yeah.
Do you like it that much?
Oh, completely. You know that I'm a sucker for a live production show.
That's true.
The rides just fill the time between shows. That's like, sure, I guess if we have to go on a ride, we will. But why when there's all this production value going on?
Right. And so, they do have the dollars in the Festival of the Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great show. There's a lot of actors in that show.
There's a lot going on in that show.
Completely true. So walk me through it. The whole thing.
The whole thing?
Start to finish.
Oh, my. How much time you got?
21 minutes.
Festival of the Lion King. Yeah. There you go. Festival of the Lion King is kind of a musical review of all of the music from the Lion King film.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a story retelling. They don't retell the story. They just have fun with the music and have performances.
Yeah.
So it's a theater in the round. So you go in and you sit down. They do have really uncomfortable bench seating, though.
Yeah, you're in bleachers.
You're in bleachers
in a tent.
I don't love bleachers. It's not a tent, though. It used to be a tent.
Okay.
It used to be over where Pandora is.
Now, was that the first time you and I went there? Did we go into the original one before it was moved? Do you know?
It switched over in 2014. So
okay, we would have gone to the original one then.
Oh, okay.
I legit thought it was the same place.
Oh, nope, different.
Yeah.
So... wrong. You're very wrong. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely fair.
No points.
Yeah.
So it used to be over where Pandora was, but when Camp Minnie Mickey closed, they moved it over to Harambe Theater, and they built it its own theater over in the Africa section.
Very nice.
And when they did it, I happened to be there.
Okay.
And they were having very special events, and they had Viola Davis there.
What?
Reading the story of the Lion King. And so I got to go and sit and listen to Viola Davis tell the story of the Lion King.
That is a special event.
It was super cool.
Oh.
And they had like a dinner thing and all kinds of stuff. It was very fancy.
Wow.
I was a very fancy lady for a minute.
Oh, that's fun.
But just a minute.
I love it.
So it's, like I said, a theater in the round. So you get to sit. And you never have a bad seat in there. You can see everything.
Truly, it's all around you.
And it's kind of emceed by four human characters that kind of move you through the musical numbers. And then they have...
three humans and the other. Like, The Mufasa type. Or... No, I know.
Okay. I was like, no.
The one legit is like Mufasa reincarnated as a man.
Oh, the guy with the big hairy headdress kind of thing.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So they have these four humans that kind of lead you through the music. There is some audience participation, which I hate.
Which is by far the worst part.
I hate audience participation.
Because we always sit in the giraffe section.
Do we always?
No, I don't know.
So they're just separated. Didn't want
to be an elephant.
Yeah, they're separated into elephant, giraffe, lion, and warthog. And I don't want to sit in the warthog section either.
I guess giraffe is the best one. Right. Why am I complaining?
Right. So, like, throughout the show, they have you make your noises or whatever, you know. And, you know, it's a kids' park. You know, it's for families, so you want to keep everybody involved. So true. You it's can only true. Blame them so much. I'm just an old Scrooge that doesn't like to participate.
Well,
I sit down and say, entertain me. Exactly, I don't want to have to participate.
Meanwhile, they're all like dripping in sweat, like doing acrobatics all over you.
Right.
You're like, can't you do a little bit more, please?
Well, and
why do I have to be part
they
of the
go
show?
In during that show. Like, it's not like a chorus standing there singing songs to you. There right. are people, they call them the tumble monkeys, where they're doing like swings and jumps and trampoline work. And then they have a guy spinning fire and knives.
Yeah.
They have people, they have aerialists doing aerial stuff, you know.
The fire guy always gets me too. Like, I'm like, what? Because he's spinning those things fast.
He's really impressive.
So if you, I mean, they have to know, but what happens if he misses it? Like, if he misses that thing and he's spinning, does it not go straight to the audience's face? Like,
free passes for life.
Yeah.
Well, hit me with your torch. Hold up a target when he's spinning it.
Is it worth it?
Hit here.
Yeah, right?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, maimed, but, you know, a couple burns wouldn't be bad for free Disney passes for life, right?
I would take it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got burned on the stove the other day and you didn't get anything for that.
That is so true. I even burnt the dinner in the process. Just kidding.
And just think, for that, you could have had free Disney passes.
Yes. No, fire to the face, though. That's a lot different.
Oh, I don't want it in the face. Just, you know, maim me somewhat. You know, just singe some hair off. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
But it is a full-on spectacle. It's always super energetic. And it's always really impressive.
It's fun when all the floats are coming out, right? Because you're not even sure what's going to happen. You're just sitting there in a round area with nothing. It's just this concrete floor.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these great big everything starts coming out at you.
Right.
All over the...
And they are floats. They were from a parade originally.
Oh, okay.
And so they just reutilized parade floats in here. So they are huge. And they all move.
How recyclable is that?
Right? I think they're super fun.
They are. I like the one because the elephant one has water that comes off the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the waterfall on that. Like, I think that's pretty cool.
I like that. I like the giraffe too because when he opens his mouth, he has lots of teeth.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's funny looking.
That is fun.
A toothy giraffe.
That's how they eat all those leaves, apparently.
Yeah. But then, like, it is engaging to the point that you don't realize how long you're in there even. Like, they do each song, and then they kind of do like a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat mega mix at the end with all the songs mixed back together again.
Yep, you're right.
And you're having a good time, and then Timon literally says, "Now get out!" at the end of the show. And you're like, "Oh, they're done. They are done. Okay, well, I guess it's time to leave," you know? But the last time we went, we had a little girl sitting next to us, and you know me and kids. You know, I can take or leave them.
Right.
But that sounds so mean.
Their parents prefer that you leave them in place.
Right. I'm at a Disney park and I'm complaining about children. But this little girl that was sitting next to us the last time we went, she was so invested.
It was pretty
great. It was so fun to listen to her be excited about it. And she wasn't obnoxious about it. It was when they sat down, she's like, "Ooh, look, there's a trapeze. Are they going to do trapeze things? Ooh." You know, she was very intrigued. And then when they would do something impressive, the little girl would be very excited. She's like, "That's pretty. Oh, I like it when they do that." Like, she was fully engaged.
Right.
And it's like, those are the kind of kids I don't mind sitting by it.
They were a really nice family because on the way out, somebody had left their hat. And so the mom asked me, "Excuse me, sir, is this your hat?" And I said, "No, it's not." And she goes, "Oh dear, what am I to do?" You're so nice. It was my hat.
Yeah, I'll take it. Give me the hat.
So there was an incident in 2016, though.
An incident?
There was an incident. Apparently, there was a fire, and all 1,000 people had to be evacuated on the quick.
What?
So I knew the fire was an issue.
There was a fire?
Not because of the fire guy, though. Apparently, one of the floats had an electrical issue, sparked, and caused some sort of a fire, and it was only down for one day. They were able to fix it and get it back on.
I'm going to blame the Pumbaa float.
The natural gas float.
That's what you get for running your Pumbaa float on natural gas, Disney.
But with all of the fear that I have about the firefly, about the fire spinner and the and Pumbaa, it causes the issue,
right? It was the float. You were watching the wrong people.
Apparently,
they're gonna get you from the sides. They're like raptors. You're watching the one in front, and then the two from the sides that you never even knew were there.
Well, I'm really excited they decided to build its own building and keep it permanently. If that was because they moved in 2014.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're keeping it around for a few minutes.
It'll be there for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're in the park, it's fun to watch.
And I didn't realize how old all the shows are at Disney World, though. Like, almost all of them that you hear, they're like, oh, this one's going on 24 years. And you're like, 24 years?
And that's a lot of performances.
That's a lot of performances. You remember, because we used to see Aladdin over the Hyperion in California Adventure.
Right.
And we thought, you know, it probably is at its time. It's been here for 4 years or whatever the case was. Right?
4 years.
Right? We're like, it's time for something new. And they put Frozen in. Mm-hmm. But then you hear the ones from Disney World and you're like, 24 years? Like, these kids saw this as kids.
Yeah. I hate to keep harping on it, but Disney World needs some updates.
They are.
And I don't mind a good show sticking around, but come on now.
Right.
Like, a show that's been running for 2 decades and you haven't made any changes since?
Two and a half.
You better be cleaning them costumes because they've been using the same ones for 24 years. Oh, yeah. You know, like, come on.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think Nemo has been there that long, right?
No, it has not. Nemo is a fantastic show. Also, it's in the same park. It's in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Why does Animal Kingdom have so many shows, you think?
They don't have a lot of rights.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe. Yeah. They have to be careful with the entertainment that they do have there because of the animals that are in the park, right? Like, they can't have as many loud things.
Yeah, so you don't want explosions and stuff.
Sure, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Nemo's fantastic. It originally, there was, it opened in 2007. Okay. But before that, there was another show in there called Tarzan Rocks.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, but it sounds awful. Sounds very 90s.
It does.
Doesn't it? Like, yeah. It sounds like something you'd see on, like, a radical sticker on the bottom of a skateboard. Like, Tarzan Rocks.
I'm such a 90s kid.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. Born in 1993.
Right. That's the rumor.
No, the Nemo show, though, it is fantastic. It seats 1,500 people in that theater.
Wow.
Yeah, it's no joke.
It's always full.
Yeah.
Like, the times that I've been to see it, there's not a whole lot of empty space in there.
And that brings up a question. They do have fast passes available, and I didn't think that the seats were that crowded on the day we went. But no. Do you think it's worth getting a fast pass for?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
Because they run quite a few performances during the day, too. Like, there's at least 5 or 6 performances a day of
that show. Only a 40-minute show, so they can run it frequently.
Yeah. So if you're unable to get into one showing, you can definitely get into another one.
Right.
But Finding Nemo the musical is just that. It's a Broadway-style musical. It kind of reminds me a lot, oddly enough, of the Lion King Broadway show, where they do a lot of puppetry and fancy costuming to portray, because obviously they don't have fish on stage.
Right.
So you have these massive puppets, and you always think, this is going to be weird watching a bunch of adults running around with puppets.
Uh-huh.
But eventually you forget the people are there.
Uh-huh.
And you just watch the puppets anyway.
Right.
Which I think is really fun.
Yeah, and the actors are really, really talented in the show.
Yeah, they all sing live.
It's amazing the talent they have to have.
Yeah. Because it's not just even just singing and acting. It's singing and acting with multiple puppets, and then they have like wire work and, you know, giant props that you have to maneuver around, and
legit,
it's really impressive.
And the Crush character in that show,
Aw, he's your like, favorite character.
I do love Crush, and I love him even more after seeing the Nemo show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. All 17 people it takes to run that thing.
Right. It's basically a Volkswagen Bug that they drag on stage and have to puppet.
Oh,
you know?
It's so big. It's huge. It is incredible.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it is that if you ever feel like you're getting bored during that show, you wait 30 seconds and there's some new giant thing on stage to be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it really does a good job of keeping kids' attention, I think, because they have so many huge props and occasionally they have people out in the audience, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, but it moves your eye around the theater a lot.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch.
It is really fun. And they have like these kind of globes projection screens that are, you know, round.
The bubbles.
Yeah, the bubble. And I thought those were really, really cool. They obviously would have been cooler in 2007, but
I think they'd be cooler if they used them more. Like, during the show, they don't really use them. They're kind of a pre-show thing.
Right.
But I think it'd be cool if they used it during the show. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
But
they definitely could if, but we don't want to encourage them to use any more screens and projection than they
already
are.
That's probably true. Good point.
Anytime they want to use the real people, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Do you think that this is something that could translate to Broadway? Like, obviously, I feel like Nemo's, it's not as popular as it used to be. But do you think that this kind of show could translate to an actual Broadway stage?
It's really hard for me to judge. I've never seen a Broadway production of anything.
Oh.
I just assume that it...
You've seen touring productions of something, though, haven't you?
Of a Disney show? I don't think so.
No, just any show.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay.
Only like Phantom of the Opera, though, I think.
And that one's really impressive.
And Cats. I saw Cats and Joseph, if you call that.
You saw Cats?
I surely did.
Are you crazy?
No idea what I was going to go see.
Wow.
Still don't know what I saw.
Yeah. I'd love to hear you try to give me a synopsis, because that show has no story.
Completely true. But I have seen a production of such a thing.
Oh.
And when I saw Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat in Utah, it was easy to get Donny Osmond to do it.
Oh, sure, because right? He lives there.
So that thing sold out for like a year straight.
Wow.
And that was it. He didn't leave his house.
You know what I mean? He stayed home and did Joseph for a year.
Essentially true. Yep. So I saw that. And do I think it could? Yeah, sure. It could translate. I'm not sure that I love the idea of Broadway being nothing but Disney shows. So
yeah.
I'm okay with them leaving him in the Disney parks, or, you know, even maybe like create a... No, I couldn't do that. I was like, maybe they could put more of those kind of things in Epcot, maybe.
Mm.
You know, like there's space there and that's an adult themed park. Why not do more shows like that? Maybe even longer versions of the show.
Yeah.
I would be in more support of that.
Yeah. I feel like Epcot's more of an educational park, so it'd be hard to justify putting Finding Nemo, the musical, in there.
It almost feels like, well, I mean, it fits Animal Kingdom really well, but yeah. Since they do have the, already have the Finding Nemo experience type thing there with the aquarium.
Yeah, the aquarium.
It could fit in there, but no, I was just thinking that if they're going to build out more Disney Broadway shows, how much fun would it be if they actually put those in like at Epcot, so that builds out that park a little bit more? Maybe if you sold tickets to it and then included an Epcot pass in it. I don't know. I don't know what the issue, I don't know if they're having issues with attendance there currently.
Well, there was a Disney rumor, and actually I think it was a Disney plan at one point, that the Magic Kingdom was going to get its own Hyperion type theater.
Oh, that, in the Magic Kingdom?
In the Magic Kingdom. They were going to build
it. That's a horrible plan.
Right. They were going to build it off of Main Street in the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
It has since been scrapped. Good. For whatever reason. But I think Disney, you look at the Hyperion Theater that they have at California Adventure, and it is always impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The seats are super comfortable. It's air conditioned, and it's a nice place to take a minute to sit. I think that's the downside to these other shows that are currently at Disney World, is that I feel like they're not very comfortable to sit and watch. Whereas at the Hyperion, you have padded seats that are all individual.
That is pretty glorious.
You go into Finding Nemo and they're just bench seats.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a back on them, which is nice. But then Festival of the Lion King is just bleachers without backs on it. And, you know, I'm an old man now and that hurts. I'm not going to bring my, you know, my hemorrhoid donut to sit on at Festival of the Lion King They just need to make it just a slightly more comfortable.
Yeah, because you don't get to pick your seats always either. They cram you in there. It's literally get on the row and go clear to the end, and they squeeze you in there as much as you can.
At which one?
The Festival of the Lion King.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they'll even move people around more so they can get put groups together.
Well, I do like it that they say, if your whole group is not together, do not walk into the theater.
Yeah.
No saving places, because you will not be sat together.
Yep.
And I think that's 100% how it should be handled. Mm. Nothing drives me more crazy than standing in line behind, oh, two or three people. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, 37 of their closest and dearest friends show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't stand it. So that's my only real complaint about these shows, is that maybe a more comfortable seating would be preferred.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think both shows are well produced and definitely merit viewing, you know.
Yeah, we loved them both,
because we were thinking about maybe not doing Nemo, I think,
probably.
And then we were walking by like, no, let's do Nemo.
Yeah,
and I definitely don't regret walking in to see it.
No, and we literally just were walking by and it felt like there was nobody there.
Yeah,
and there was like seven people lined up, and we're like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah,
sat down for 10 minutes and got right in and sat down again and then saw the show.
So, yeah,
but it's a must see for us going forward. It'll be like, yep, every time.
That's because Steve loves a musical.
I do.
You love an amusement park musical.
I love a dancing crush that takes up on stage. Nemo spinning all over the place. It's great.
Yeah. So it's really, you know, as much as I like to complain about Disney World and not updating, I'm not sure that either one of these need quote unquote updating as much as they just maybe need to make the viewing a bit better.
Well, and the songs though from Nemo also, they're unique to that show only, right? Like
they're written specifically for it. Yeah,
that's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
like, it's usually that when Disney has a good concept, they use it at least 14 times.
Well, there was no music in Finding Nemo,
right?
So if they were going to make a stage show out of it, it's like, well, you've got to do something, and you don't want to do just spoken.
Yeah.
And I think the main reason for that is that kids tend to memorize the movies. And so if you just have people doing the spoken words, you may have people like talking along with the lines and stuff like that. Oh, so if you throw music in there, then it throws people off a little bit and they have to pay a little bit more attention.
Oh, that'd be so aggravating. But nothing beats Let It Go stage sequence from Frozen show.
Oh,
I still think that that's like the high water bar.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
It took them a minute to get there, but it's still very impressive.
Oh, so good.
The lighting cues are great.
Yeah.
But it's like I always say, copywriting Hakuna Matata. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.